Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. If you're the one everyone looks to for direction, but deep down you're questioning every decision you make, wondering if your team would actually be better off with someone else leading, this episode's going to hit home. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. I want to talk to the leaders who used to feel sharp, decisive, and respected, but now secretly find yourself thinking, am I even qualified for this anymore? No one talks about this part. The part where your confidence starts to decay, not because you failed, but because leadership's slowly hollowing you out from the inside. You used to lead meetings with confidence. Now you're overthinking every word as the team bickers or stagnates. You hesitate to give direction, not because you don't know what to do, but because you're afraid it'll backfire. Your one-on-ones feel heavier lately. You're trying to show up strong for your team, but inside you're spiraling, second-guessing, overanalyzing, unsure whether your next words will solve the problem or blow up and make everything worse. You spend more time worrying about whether you're getting it right than actually leading with conviction. And the worst part, you're still performing, you're still holding it together, but it's getting harder and harder to shake the voice in your head that keeps whispering, you're losing your edge. And that voice, it doesn't just sit quietly in your head. It shapes how you show up in the room, makes you play smaller, speak softer, over-explain, overthink. You start holding back your gut instincts, not because they're wrong, but because you don't trust yourself anymore. You used to feel confident in your leadership. Now you're just trying to survive it. And while all that's happening inside, your team starts to feel the effects, even if they can't name it. You're not as clear. You hesitate. You're inconsistent with feedback or direction. And that kind of energy, it ripples. It creates confusion, slows progress. And before you know it, the team's outcomes reflect the very thing you're afraid of, a breakdown in leadership. But here's the real danger. No one's going to call it out. No one on your team, because you're the leader, which means the erosion continues silently. Now, let's pause here, because if this is hitting close to home, you might be carrying a belief that's quietly poisoning your confidence. And that belief is that if I feel this uncertain, maybe I'm not cut out to lead anymore. And I want you to hear this. So let me say it really clearly. Self-doubt doesn't mean disqualification. It means you care. It means the weight of leadership is real. It doesn't mean you're not capable. You haven't lost your ability to lead. You've just lost your connection to the part of you that leads with clarity instead of fear. And that can be rebuilt. And I know, because I've been there. The answer isn't to work harder or longer. The best leaders I've worked with, the ones who create high-performing, trust-rich, aligned teams, they're not fearless. It's not that they never have a lack of confidence. They have the systems and support to lead through the doubt. They've learned how to quiet the noise in their head and help their team take responsibility for themselves, even when the pressure's on. And they didn't just fix themselves. They built structure around their leadership and they stopped trying to carry it all alone. But when you don't have those systems, that structure and support, it leads to a vicious cycle of self-doubt, replaying conversations all night, sitting at your desk, staring at the screen, too exhausted to know what to do next. You dream about quitting and escaping more than doing the work to fix things. And all that anxiety, it shows up in your body. Racing heart, tension, illness, your body literally starts breaking down under the stress. If you're ready to break that cycle, reclaim your confidence, and lead with clarity again, and you're done white-knuckling your way through each day, worrying if you're good enough, I want to invite you to the Synergy Stack system. Synergy Stack is our proven team collaboration system for leaders who want to lead with calm confidence again. It's designed to give you the structure and support you need to help you reclaim your influence, get buy-in without burnout, and lead a team that actually moves in the same direction with clarity and purpose, collaborates seamlessly, and has that feeling of we're in this together. And it's easy to use. Simple, self-working activities, an impactful digital library of articles and videos you can use to help your team quickly focus, get results, and solve problems faster. If that sounds like what you've been missing, go to letsgrowleaders.com/stacks, STACKS, or click the first link in the show notes. And because you're listening and you clearly care about leading well, you'll find a 20% discount waiting for you. When you use the Synergy Stack system, you'll rebuild your rhythm, your confidence, and your team's momentum fast. Because your team needs a strong leader, and you already are one. You just need a system that works to be the leader you'd want your boss to be. I'll see you next time.
The UPS Store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS Store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.